right, everyone, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where I'll be speaking with Georgia State Representative Brian Prince, who has just been doing some outstanding work in the state capitol. And I think that a lot of people are really, really still watching very closely Representative Brian Prince. And Representative Prince, it wasn't that long ago that you were making the rounds as you were running for office, your first state elected position, if I'm not mistaken. Could you share with us again what motivated you to run and just generally what you thought about how that campaign, what that election process was like?
Well, I tell you, Carlton, thanks again for having me. And it's just truly a blessing to be able to come and talk to you and share with the audience some of the things that are going on around the state. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I got into politics not knowing what I was doing, but encouraged by some of my mentors that I have full faith in, and I look to them for wisdom and guidance. And they sort of directed me because of the time and the situation. Of course, my predecessor, my good friend and fraternity brother Quincy Murphy, had passed. Yes. And so, you know, they felt they needed someone to fill that position that they could sort of help along and guide. And somehow my name got thrown in the ring, and next thing you know, I think about it too, next thing I know, I was running. So here we are.
And
that was 2013. So time has certainly flied. It's 2015. I just finished my fifth session. And I tell you, God has been, he had his hand on me, because I tell you, sometimes I don't know which way is up. And then he just seemed to guide me right where I need to be.
And that's so interesting that you would mention it. Sometimes it's just kind of hard to know which way is up. Whether positives and or negatives, what would you consider some of the highlights of having served as representative so far?
Well, I tell you, the best thing about it is, and I think most legislators and most people will tell you, it's just being able to serve. It's always great to be able to do something for someone else. For no reason at all, but because you can help them. And sometimes, you know, it's not even in my lane that half of the things that I'm asked to do. But for me to be able to make a phone call and have friends who I can call is the key. You know, have friends who I can call to make things happen for not just my constituents, but just people all across the CSRA. Because, you know, half the folks don't know what district I'm in, what it covers. But when they know that, you know, Representative Prince is here or in a, they can get to me, they come and ask. And my thing is not to say no, but yes, and this is how we this, but this is how we have to do it. You know,
I appreciate the fact that, number one, you do this, but also that you shared with us that you do it, that you don't just do what you can to help members of your district, the folks who voted for you, but even people who can't vote for you because they're outside your district. If you can do something to help them, you do it.
And Carlton, you know, being from Augusta, born and raised, a lot of people know my parents, know my family, my aunts and uncles. So only thing they know is that's Eleanor Prince's son, and we can get to him. And so, but it's a blessing because, you know, it's always good, you know, just when you think you're doing something, and that's how God works, is that when you think you're doing something for somebody, you get so much out of it. Yeah. And that you sit back and you just say, you know, wow. Yeah. But it's been good. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you so much for the disposition that you bring to the political table, because we definitely need people who are serving because they want to serve. And that's what leadership is really about. And I know a lot of people see it that way, and appreciate you for actually living it out that way.
Well, I tell you, you know, my grandmother always told us, to whom much is given, much is required. And my mother still pounds that into us all the time. So that's just a blessing.
Yeah. So thanks to the family for helping to make Brian Prince.
And the village. Trust me, I've raised in a village.
Awesome. So, Representative Prince, you've been there. This is your fifth legislative session. You've had some highlights from, I'm sure, all over the place. Generally speaking, what's happening legislatively in Georgia now?
Well, I tell you, right now is definitely an exciting time to be in the state of Georgia, but particularly in Augusta, Georgia. I tell you, in this area, it's just amazing all the things that are going on. Georgia, again, has been the number one state in which to do business. I think this is about the fifth year in a row. And this past session, you know, we've tried to balance things based this, that's a lot of things that's coming out of Washington, you know, with the tax cut that our president has recommended that we have this year. We at the state legislative, we've also looked at Georgia's tax rate, and we decided that we're going to implement a tax break as well at the state level. Now, how that all pans out in the end is, you know, yet to see. Basically, it's going to stem from the federal piece, but you know, we're doing some great things there with education. It's crazy. Yesterday, I was called to come down to Statesboro. The governor came and flew in to sign the budget. Annual budget is this year has grown. It last year I think it was about 24 billion. We're up to 26.2 billion this year. So that's amazing how much money that we've been able to bring in as far as, and it's not about bringing the money in, but it's about distributing the money once it gets there. Mm-hmm. And so we've been blessed to, I've been blessed to be able to be a part of that. Last year I was assigned to appropriations, and appropriations, of course, most folks know means money. And yes. Never thought that would come, but never didn't ask for it. But again, nobody but God. So, I got to see the process and be a part of the process on that piece. So, again, I mentioned education. Not only has the governor decided to, you know, put a lot of money towards education, K-12 in particular, but also to finally, this is the first time in a decade,
yes,
that we fully fund they call it the QBE, the quality-based education formula, which basically just tells you how much each child should get, how much each school should get per child. And with that being coming in the 2019 budget, that's going to be very, very interesting, because everybody always say we don't have enough money for this, we don't have enough money for that. Now we're going to try to cut that excuse out, and we're going to say, hey, here are some of the resources that you need. But again, money's not the only answer, and that's what we definitely have to remember, that money is not the answer. It takes parenting, it takes teachers, mm-hmm, it takes a community to raise the children that we have out there today.
Something I'd like to go back to for a moment, Representative Prince. You mentioned that, of course, we know that President Trump has indeed signed a bill implementing significant tax cut law. The state legislators are also saying we want to implement another tax cut here. How are we doing when it comes to balancing what we do with regards to bringing in revenues and cutting taxes? Because it seems like very often when we cut too deep, we get ourselves into trouble.
And that, I tell you, that is a fear. And that was been one of the big fears of this passing this tax bill this year at the state. Because as you said, you know, you come back and you say, wait a minute, hold on, maybe we cut too much and now somebody's going to have to suffer. And usually it's the least of those who have to suffer. But again, we have our eyes closely on this tax break. You know, this year it should help for a family in Georgia. Just take a family of two who makes about $52,000. Basically, in the federal side, according with the president, they'll save about $1,400 in federal income taxes, and right now $180 in the state. That's 2018. Now 2019, because of the reduction at the state level, that same family would go from $180 to $238. And then in 2020, the savings will even grow to about $296. Now, that didn't seem like a lot of money across those years. But you ask a family of, you know, trying to raise two kids and have a family, at the state level, any little bit you can get, you know, sort of helps out. So we're going to look and see. And again, it has to come back every other year through the General Assembly for us to look at and see, hey, are we doing the right thing? Do we have enough revenue coming in, mm-hmm, in order to sustain this? So, and that'd be a big thing. So that'd be something to watch.
Because the key is to see if the monies that the families are saving through these tax cuts, they're not losing on the other end because services can't be provided because of the tax cuts. The money's just not there to help families and all across the state.
And that's correct. And I tell you, before we even, you know, look deeply, I mean, this thing has been on the rise for a couple of years. Before I even got up there, you know, having a flat, they talk about flat tax, and now yes. We're talking about the tax rate break now. But one of the things we definitely have to look at, and we are looking at, is just making sure, as you said, that we do not stop the resource and the funding of projects and community things that we have going and just building our communities. Yeah, this is going to be a savings, and we're hoping that, you know, whatever money they save, they either put it in savings or they put it back into the economy to help keep it going. Because that's, you know, a lot of people don't realize you have to put it back in somehow, some way, in order to keep things moving.
Yes. And so hopefully the other piece of that, as you mentioned, our governor is fully funding educational programs across the state now. And, of course, that is an investment. I think a lot of people look at it that way. The money we spend on educating our citizens is money that's really well spent. We expect a return on the investment. Why does it really make a difference as to whether education is fully funded or only partially funded?
Well, I tell you the big difference, and you're going to please ask the educators, especially Dr. Pringle and Dr. Molly Howard down in Jefferson County. They'll tell you any day that you have to have teachers, okay? You have to have teachers. But teachers, you know, they're the core, but then there are a lot of other things around it. You know, you talk about the bus drivers, the janitorial workers. You talk about the food service folks. It all plays a part. The counselors, the after-school programs. See, you know, people think, okay, hey, you just put the money in the school and here it is, y'all do what you're supposed to do. But no, it doesn't work that way. You have to have those resources around it. We call it the opportunities. We call it the resources, basically, the resources around to help build the school, after-school programs. It's always something.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, State Representative Brian Prince is visiting with us, and I'm speaking with him about what is happening legislatively in the Peach State. And I tell you what, I appreciate what he's sharing with us. We got so much more to talk about. And one of the things that we will take a brief look at, because we don't have that much time, has to do with upcoming elections. There's more, so stay with us. You're listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., speaking with our guest, yours and mine, Representative Brian Prince.
Say God's got a
blessing. God's got a blessing.
Come on. Everybody say God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on, Jay. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Forward thinking. That's been part of the program Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. from the beginning. We bring programming that is innovative.